Spending a few minutes now with the Lincoln University's new head football coach, Ramon Flanagan. He comes in to take over the Lions here for the 2013 season. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. And why was this the right job at the right time for you?
Thank you. First of all, thanks for having me on. You know, people talk about dream jobs all the time, and they're usually specific to a certain school or a certain part of the country. For me, you know, this is my dream job because all the things that I think you need to be successful are here at Lincoln. And that's an outstanding administration, a great location, an unbelievable academic reputation of your school, and then a good following. Our following right now isn't a football following because we're still a work in progress, learning our football culture, developing our football culture. But the people here are unbelievable. And so this is, you know, has been, you know, of course I'm still in the honeymoon phases, but it's been a very, very good transition. I'm glad to be here.
How big is the challenge you're facing? I mean, they restarted the program from scratch, and people don't realize what a laborious process that is to you know, over the 5-6 years or so. I know it hasn't translated wins and losses, but what do you see in front of you here?
I don't know if challenge is the right word. You know, I look at it as an opportunity. It's a huge opportunity, and for all the reasons you just stated and then some. The biggest thing I think that they've been facing here and now I face as the head football coach is just developing a football culture. And the only way to fix that is time. You know, it takes time to get a generation of Lincoln football players out. And so their sons want to come, you know, play football. And Lincoln graduates that come back and say, you know, I want my son to play there because I had such a good time on Saturday afternoons on campus. And so it's a culture that has to be developed, and it's going to take some time, but also we kind of have to change our thought process a little bit. You know, if we want to play big-time football on Saturdays, we have to do, you know, big-time things the rest of the year. Those 10 Saturdays in the fall are the easy part. It's those other 340 days out of the year that championships are built, and that's the kind of culture we've got to develop here at Lincoln.
When did coaching first appear on your radar? Was it something that you always kind of figured that you would eventually do, or was it something that you wanted to get back to the game?
Matt, honestly, you know, when I think about it, I think coaching is what I've been doing my whole life and what I've been training for my whole life in different areas. You know, the first and foremost thing is the love and passion for the game of football. And it's unlike anything else because when you're done, you know, there are no pickup football games, real ones. You can play pickup basketball. You can play softball and baseball until you're 40s and 50s. But football, when it's done, it's done. And when that bug's in you, it's in you. It's football's been very good to me. It's given me a lot of things over the course of my life and brought me a lot of great experiences. Probably the thing that I like most is that I get to impact young men's lives. And I was lucky because at every step of my career, and every step, from boys' club through, you know, professional football in Germany, I was coached by great men who also were great coaches. And so I've got a whole lot of great people to pattern myself after in the coaching profession.
Talk to me a little bit about what can fans expect from your squad as far as an X and O style. What do you like to see out there on the field?
You know, people ask that all the time. You know, on offense, we're going to be very, very efficient, meaning we're going to run the football. We're going to pass it, you know, for a high completion percentage and be efficient moving the football. You know, huge on not turning the football over, controlling the ball, and playing field position, because the strength of our team is going to be the defense for the next couple of years, and that's on purpose, because week in and week out, if you have a solid defense, you're going to have a chance to win games. We're going to do all the little things well, or we're going to be technically and fundamentally sound, and we're going to play hard. You know, that's probably the thing that I'm not saying they haven't done that in the past, but I'll know this team going forward will play hard. We'll play with passion, we'll play with energy, and you know, week in and week out, we're going to bring our best effort. You know, and if you play hard every week, that gives you a chance to win. And then also, you know, we've got to do some things here to, like I said, change the culture. And having a team that plays with passion that the fans, the students, and the community can be proud of is something that can help change that culture.
Have you had much of a chance to get a feel for your roster and what you're inheriting from a personnel standpoint and where the strengths are?
You know, honestly, what's funny is people tell you that, you know, when you become a head football coach, the thing that you do least of all the things in your day is football. But I've had a chance to, I've gotten the opportunity to see some of the kids in person, and then I've watched almost every one of the games from last year. And the thing that's surprising is there's a good group of talent here. The problem is there's not enough of them, you know, due to our limitations and also just starting back. you know, when young men are thinking about walking on or place they want to play, Lincoln's not on the forefront of their mind because they haven't grown up with Lincoln on the forefront of their mind. And that's one of the things we're going to change. We're going to get into Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and the Delaware areas around here, and we're going to get that Lincoln mindset on young men's minds at an early age. So when they grow up, they will grow up and wanting to be Lincoln Lions.